Thank you. What's brought this on?
Do some pretty awful things sometimes.
Well, it doesn't work quite like that. My forgiving you needs you to forgive yourself and accept my forgiveness. And then comes an even harder bit. If you expect me to forgive you, I expect you to forgive others.
Yes, I see. That does put another slant on it. So you're saying you'll only forgive me if I forgive others?
No, my child. My forgiveness is there for you at all times, anywhere, any place. But don't you think that if you can know my love in that way, it would be good if you behave in the same way to those whom you need to forgive?
What? Even Fred at work? You know how he is. So rude and bossy.
Do you remember that Jesus said you should love your enemy and turn the other cheek?
Well, yes, but...
No, there is no but. If you really want to live my way and build my kingdom, I do want you to forgive those who are hard to love, even Fred. To really be free from sin, you need to be free from lying, hatred, revenge, anger, bitterness, spitefulness. Think of all the time you spend complaining about Fred and getting in a state about him. All that time you could be my kingdom builder. Try loving Fred. He won't know what's hit him.
Oh, God.
Yes, I know. I am here. Always.
Thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause. So, forgiveness is one of those things that is, I think, really difficult. And last week, Tim asked whether we can forgive ourselves. And I think I said yes, and I think with God's help, we always can. But it is something that's quite difficult. As you know, early this year, Sarah and I got married, and because Sarah was moving out of somewhere, we had to give back, so we cleared all her stuff out, but I had moved back home, and so I moved to our new house, and I didn't clear out all my old stuff. So over the last few weeks, I've been going through all my stuff at my dad's house, trying to work out what I want to keep, what I want to get rid of, and some of the things I've found have been quite amazing. I've chucked away some memories that I've decided that they can go. But one of the things I found was this box. And you may well wonder why I had a cardboard box, and I'll show you what's in it in a minute. But it made me think about the way I sometimes think about forgiveness and about sin. Because when we're asking for forgiveness, we're asking for forgiveness for the things that we've got wrong. And it's not that God keeps a record of everything that we've ever done wrong. Unlike this box of receipts that I found in my bedroom at Mum and Dad's house, why I've never thrown them away, I do not know, but there is a whole box of receipts there. Why have I still got them? There might be an important one in there. I shredded all the important ones. Why have I still got this big box of receipts that I've kept for years? Like, there's ones there from before I moved out the first time, so they're like 5 years old. And, like, chocolates, a pastry case, fresh cream, bananas and carnation milk. I was making a banoffee pie, clearly. But there you go. Why have I kept that receipt? Why have I kept that bit of paper? But it reminded me of how God deals with our sin. Because God doesn't keep all our sins stored up in a box by my desk at my parents' house. He doesn't keep them in a box like that. He gets rid of them. He doesn't chuck them on the floor. In fact, he scatters them as far as the east is from the west. So really, I should have been standing over there and throwing them over there, but I didn't know what was in there. But God does not keep a record of our sins. But what he also says, therefore, is that if he's not going to keep a record of our sins, we can't keep a record of the sins of others. So we can't have a receipt for... I doesn't even say what it's for. So £71 at Moss. Must have been a shirt or a suit or something. But God doesn't keep a record of these things, so we shouldn't keep a record of the things that people do to us. And these, eventually, in fact today, I'm probably going to burn them when I get home because there's too many to get rid of any other way. But we can get rid of these things. They're done, they're finished, they're not kept. They're not remembered and looked over by children. I don't know what you're going to find. But they're not, they're gone, they're got rid of. So this morning I wanted us to do something. Train tickets, Joe, yeah, you can find out where I went, when I went. this morning I wanted us to do something to symbolise getting rid of these things. So what I'm going to ask you to do, I've got here some bits of paper that Kathy's going to pass around. And I've got here some pens that Stuart's going to pass around. And what I would like you to do is either to write down something that you want to get rid of, or write down something that you're holding on to for someone else. Maybe a grudge, maybe someone who's wronged you, that you want to get rid of. And then what I'm going to invite you to do is to come up to the front and put it through the shredder. And when you put it through the shredder, it will make a wonderful noise. And our sins are gone. Just like these later on when I shred them, our sins will be gone. So what I'd like you to do is to write down something that you want to get rid of, either a sin that you've got that you're holding on to, or something that you're holding on to for someone else. Write it down and then come and put it through the shredder. Okay, let's have you all sitting back down. You're welcome to come and do some more shredding at the end. Go and sit back down for now. Go and sit back down for now, and we'll do some more shredding at the end. I was dead and buried, then you raised me back to life. Raised me back to brilliant. Life with a promise. Every day I'm fantastic. You are with me. Stepping out of darkness into glory. Okay. Thank you. Harry, can we have the music off, please? Or Ben? Perfect, thank you. I think some, and for different people this will work in different ways, but for me, it's really, I find it really therapeutic putting stuff through a shredder, be it receipts or whatever, and I think it's really useful for some people to remember that literally when we have done things wrong, and all of us get things wrong, that's like what it's, that's what it's like doing. God puts it through a shredder. It's illegible. It's unreadable. It's no, there's no record of our wrongs anymore because of what Jesus did on the cross. And these sins and all these receipts will be shredded. I want to ask Joel and Jed to lead us on the next song, which is called I Will Never Be the Same Again. And it talks about the fact that actually through what Jesus did on the cross and through what he continues to do in our lives, all of this is gone and we become new people. So let's stand.